Newport Beach High School. I'm in the girls' bathroom by the back exit. We need help, please.
We have a unit on the way. What's your name, dear?
I'm Amy.
Amy, are you in immediate danger?
No, it's my best friend, Hazel. Hazel Blackwell.
Blackwell?
Yeah, the sheriff's daughter. She needs help. Please, she needs help now.
Be advised, call to the high school is for Sheriff Blackwell's daughter. Okay, honey, help is on the way. Can you tell me what happened to Hazel?
I don't know. Her dad was supposed to pick her up, and something must have happened. And she's bleeding, and she's not breathing, and she's dead!
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Admission.
I'm here in front of you today not as the sheriff, but as a father inside my worst nightmare. My daughter Hazel was the light of my life. 17 years, and not a day went by when she did not make me proud of her character, her moral compass, and her kind heart. I thought the hardest thing my wife and I would have to do this year is send her off to college. She'd just been admitted to ULA, her top choice. Hazel had so much to look forward to. We all did. Murder is a path I've walked many times in my 30-year career. But never like this. Today, my work takes on a new meaning. While I won't be handling my daughter's case personally, my wife, my son, and I couldn't have more trust in this department and their ability to conduct an investigation that will get justice for my girl. For Hazel.
Sheriff Blackwell, is there any evidence?
No comment. No.
Hazel was my best friend for 12 years. We were inseparable since the very first day of kindergarten. I was crying, scared to leave my parents, but not Hazel. She marched over to me, grabbed my hand, and brought me over to play. From that moment on, Hazel was my smarter, braver, better half. We did everything together. Our first time at sleepaway camp, our first crushes, our first time sneaking out. Next was supposed to be college. We were planning on going to ULA together, sharing a dorm. That's all I ever wanted.
Oh my gosh, Ains, I can't believe it's our last first day of high school tomorrow. What are you gonna wear?
Ugh, I don't know. Maybe that wrap dress and boots? Or shorts and sandals with a crop top. I can't decide. You?
I'm thinking the Fleetwood Mac shirt that I got at that vintage store with my high-waisted shorts.
I can't believe it's our last time doing this.
Please, I'm sure we'll stress out about first day outfits in college, too.
Yeah, well, it'll have to be over FaceTime unless I get into ULA.
Don't be ridiculous. You're obviously going to get in. You're the one who's a legacy.
Well, according to Mr. Briggs, last time I met with him, even that won't make up for my GPA.
Mr. Briggs told Lucas he'd be lucky to get into community college. And look at him now, Dean's List at State. If he got in there, then you'll definitely get into ULA.
I hope you're right. I don't know what my parents are gonna do if I don't. It's like they've been waiting for this from the moment they met. I can't even think about what it'll be like at home if I let them down.
You won't. This time next year, we'll be planning our first day of school outfits in LA. Trust me, Mr. Briggs was wrong about Lucas, and he's wrong about you. Dear Journal. I'll be honest. I did not expect my first senior assignment to be keeping a journal. Seems a little more like first day of middle school stuff to me, but hey, maybe Miss O'Brien is right. Maybe I will want to have everything from this year written down. The prompt on the board says to write about my hopes for this year. I guess more than anything else, I hope Amy and I both get accepted to ULA. I have the grades and test scores, but apparently Mr. Briggs told Amy she should be aiming lower. So even if I do get in, it won't mean much if Amy doesn't too. It won't matter if I can't go with my best friend.
Hazel was an all-around exceptional student. The kind you see once a year, if you're lucky. As good at math and science as she was at English and history, she scored a 1520 on her SAT, did student government and sports, got straight A's. As a high school counselor, you can't ask for a student much better than Hazel. The kids liked her too. All of them, from the, I guess you'd call them the nerds, to Kira Umansky, most popular girl in school. They started hanging out after they were paired up for some English assignment. You know, you should be talking to her. That's how this whole thing got started.
Hey, Kira, it's Hazel. When do you want to meet up to work on the English project? Or if you're busy, we can totally do it over email. Whatever you want. I'm flexible.
Hey, Hazel. Want to meet up tonight? The 7th Street Coffee House has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that sounds great. Also, could I, is it okay if, is it cool if I bring Amy?
I didn't know Hazel very well. We'd gone to school together for a while, but didn't exactly run in the same circle, if you know what I mean. It wasn't until we got paired up for that English project that we even hung out after school. And at that point, it really was just to work on the assignment. We had to figure out something we'd both written about in our journals. That was how we found out we both wanted to go to ULA. Well, that all three of us wanted to go.
It's silly, but I'm really hoping to go to ULA.
No way! ULA is my first choice, too.
Really? Cool! Oh, I should have said, we're actually both hoping to go, me and Amy.
Yeah, if I get in.
You will. She will. We're gonna room together.
How can you be sure she'll get in? Did you talk to Mr. Briggs?
Well, yeah, but it's not like he has much of a say.
Hmm.
What?
Well, just sounds like you haven't really talked to him.
There's a lot that goes into choosing a college. Parents tend to focus on the academics, but there's so much more. And every student is different. That's the whole reason I decided to become a school counselor. To help my students find the same experience I found. Whether it's State or Beaumont or ULA or anywhere else, that was all I wanted. At least in the beginning.
So much has happened since my first journal entry. But most importantly, we may have figured out a way to make sure Amy gets into ULA. And by we, I mean me and Kira Umansky. Yes, top of the social pyramid, ASB president, same person who once told the entire freshman class Amy and I were lesbians. Turns out it's her top choice too. Who knows? Maybe our double will become a triple. Especially if Kira is telling the truth about Mr. Briggs being able to guarantee Amy gets in.
Kira, Hazel, Amy, come on in.
Thank you so much for meeting with us.
Of course. Kira told me that you two wanted to talk about ULA admissions.
It's been our top choice since we were kids. Amy's parents used to take us to football games.
They met there.
That can certainly help. Now, let's start with Hazel. I've got to say, your transcript is impeccable. I can't imagine you'll have any trouble getting into ULA. Frankly, some kids with these stats might consider it a safety school.
What about me?
Let's see. Well, Unfortunately, Amy, you're a bit of a different story. Your grades are decent. Test scores are fine. Extracurriculars are lacking. I'd say you're more like Kira. Your application has some strengths, but also some weaknesses that could use a little extra help.
Help?
Well, you see, Kira's parents and I have come to a bit of an agreement. For a small fee, I will make sure her application meets ULA's standards of acceptance. She gets in, I get paid for my time. Clean deal.
Sounds like a quid pro quo to me.
I prefer to think of it as an upgraded service. Optional, but worth it.
I'm sure you do.
Hazel.
You know this is illegal, right? You're not actually considering this, are you?
Look, I want to get in. Don't you want that too?
Of course I do, but...
Mr. Briggs, what if I don't get in? Do we get our money back?
You'll get in.
How can you promise that?
Well, frankly, because I have a perfect track record.
This is wrong.
I'm surprised to hear you feel that way, Hazel.
Why? Don't you know who my dad is?
Yes, but I also know who your brother is. Poor Lucas barely graduated, but your mother was desperate for him to get in, what'd she say? Somewhere that'd make your father proud? Now, you wouldn't want to ruin that for your brother, would you? Not to mention for your best friend. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I drove down yesterday. It still doesn't feel real. I'm half expecting Hazel to walk through the door, laughing and telling us about the crazy adventure she's been on. I'm sure everyone will tell you how special my sister was. But what most people don't know is that Hazel was like that from the moment she was born. Always the golden child, the teacher's pet. If anything, she was too nice. Too eager to help, too willing to prioritize others over herself. I always told her it could lead to something like this. I always told her she couldn't save the world without sacrificing herself. I should have known something bad was going to happen when she was hanging out with Kira Umansky. Girls like that are nothing but trouble, especially when they're teenagers.
Hello?
In here.
Smells good. What's up? Why are you guys looking at me like that?
We just received a call from Mr. Briggs.
Yeah? About what?
He said you referred another young girl to him. Amy?
Oh, yeah. She's Hazel's friend. Figured if Mr. Briggs can help me, then...
Hazel.
Hazel Blackwell. We're paired up for an English project.
As in, Sheriff Blackwell's daughter?
Oh, Kira, do you understand what kind of risk you've taken by bringing someone like that into this?
I'm not bringing Hazel into anything. She doesn't need any help. Mr. Briggs says she'll get in all on her own.
But she still knows.
Trust me, it won't be a problem.
How can you be so sure of that?
Because Hazel has a brother.
So?
A brother at ULA. A brother that Mr. Briggs knows very, very well.
Oh, you seriously expect us to believe the sheriff is in on this deal with Mr. Briggs?
He's not, but apparently his wife is.
If I'm being honest, I guess I kind of felt bad for Amy. I don't know, I guess I understand how it feels to want control over your own future, to be the person your parents want you to be. That's why I set her up with Mr. Briggs. Well, that and the 10% cut he offered. What did he call it? A referral fee. I know it probably sounds stupid, but it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. Especially since Mr. Briggs had done the same thing for Hazel's brother. I figured even if the sheriff did find out, what's the worst that could happen? It's not like he would have done anything to put his own son's future at risk.
Hey, sis. What's up? Sorry, we're just finishing up dinner.
Lucas?
What's going on? Are you okay?
Yes. No. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Take a deep breath. What's going on?
I need to ask you something.
Okay. What's up?
Did you work with Mr. Briggs to get into state?
What?
Did he, like, help you for money?
God damn. Hazel, I thought someone died. And, I mean, yeah, Mom had him help me out a little. It wasn't a big deal. Why? You didn't say anything to Dad about it, did you?
No, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm scared for a second. You know what he'd do if he found out about this?
You should be scared. I mean, do you know how serious this is?
Come on, it's not that big of a deal.
How can you possibly say that? Our dad is the sheriff. How could you do this to him? To me?
To you? You've got to go check this out. Look, I gotta go, Hazel. Don't worry so much, okay? And just, please, don't say anything to Dad. You know how he can be. And you know he wouldn't hesitate to throw the book at his troublemaker son. He'd probably love the chance to make an example out of me.
All right. I won't say anything.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right. Love you, sis.
Love you.
Hi, honey. Shouldn't you be in class?
Mom, I just talked to Hazel. We have a problem. A big problem. I think I need to come home.
What if you knew something that was wrong? Like, major crime, big deal, sound the alarm wrong, but what if you couldn't do anything about it, couldn't tell anyone without putting people you love at risk, hurting the people you would never ever want to hurt? What if the only options were swallowing the secret or letting it ruin everyone's lives? My dad taught me how to tell right from wrong, but he didn't teach me how hard it'd be to do something about it.
Well, look, Hazel and I were always a little different. I was always the wild one, the one who thought rules were meant to be broken. My mom would say I was a free spirit, but that's her being nice. She was always making excuses. I think she felt bad because of how my dad was with me. That was the whole reason we got mixed up with Mr. Briggs in the first place. She thought that if I got in somewhere, made something of myself, maybe it proved something to my dad. But he was never interested in me. Who could blame him? Hazel was the kind of kid every parent dreams of. But especially someone like my dad. She was just like him. Too much so, if you ask me.
Hey, Ames. What's up?
Hey, I have Kira on the other line. I'm just gonna merge the calls.
Sounds good.
Hey, neither of you said anything to anyone about Mr. Briggs, right? Obviously not.
Of course not. Why?
He just emailed me asking if anyone else knows. I'm sure he's just being paranoid. You didn't say anything to your dad, did you, Hayes?
I'm not an idiot.
It's just that if anyone was going to say something...
I didn't. I want Amy to get into ULA too, you know.
Okay. We trust you, Hazel.
Hazel was honest. Sometimes to a fault. Some people would hate being the daughter of a cop. But she loved it. Because she was just like him. Good, if not a little righteous. Sometimes it would have just been easier if she could have just let some things go. If she could just realize that not every rule needs to be followed, that it wasn't her job to make sure everyone was doing the right thing. If she wasn't trying to police everyone all the time, then, I don't know. Maybe she would still be here today.
Mr. Mom, is there breakfast?
Waffles just popped. Grab one and take it to go.
Thanks.
It's a big day today, huh?
Yeah, big day. Where's Dad?
Good morning, my lovely wife, daughter. ULA decisions come out tonight, huh?
Yep.
Well, it'll be nice to have a reason to celebrate. Feels like just yesterday we were doing all this with Lucas, right? I can't believe it's already your turn. So you ready to go, Hayes?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Have a good day, okay, kid? Hey, don't worry about getting into ULA. You're gonna get in. You earned it.
Dad, could you pick me up from school today?
Doesn't Amy drive you home on Tuesdays?
Yeah, but there's something I need to talk to you about. I can leave sixth period a few minutes early. Meet you by the back exit?
Okay, sure. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it will be. Just don't tell Mom or Lucas about this, okay?
All right.
Well, Journal, I tried to let it go. Really, I did. I tried to tell myself it wasn't a big deal, that my dad didn't need to know, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized I couldn't just let it go. There was something telling me not to, something telling me that I had to do the right thing. This whole time, I'd been trying to ignore my conscience, but that didn't mean it disappeared. In fact, it's louder than ever. Dad's going to pick me up early from sixth period today, and I'm going to tell him everything. I know some people will never forgive me for telling him, but I'd never forgive myself if I didn't.
So, do you want to come over after school? I think the ULA emails are supposed to come out at 5.
6, but I can't. I gotta finish that report for Chem. I'm gonna go to the library, so I don't need a ride home.
Fine. Guess it's not that exciting when you know you're gonna get in.
Hey, I don't know anything. If either of us is a guarantee at this point, it's probably you, isn't it? I'm sorry. I'm just stressed out, I guess.
Don't worry. We'll both get in. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Of course it is, Ames.
Did you check your email?
What do you mean?
The ULA decisions came out early. I got in.
No way.
Look.
Oh my God, I got in.
So did I.
I can't believe this worked.
It's all because of you. We're gonna have the best time ever. Right, Hayes?
I'm thrilled, really. I'm gonna go call my parents, okay? Yeah, I just, wanted to tell you the good news. Admissions emails came out early. I got into ULA. Amy, too.
All right! Hazel, this is incredible! I'm so proud of you! Shouldn't you be a little more excited?
I am. I just... You're still coming to get me later, right?
Yeah, as long as you still want me to.
I do.
Hey, Hazel!
Hey, Dad, I gotta go.
You okay? You ran out pretty quickly back there.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I just couldn't wait to tell my dad.
Is he as excited as we are?
More, maybe. Hey, my journal for English class is missing. You guys didn't see it inside, did you?
No, didn't see anything.
Maybe it's in your locker.
Yeah, must be.
Well, gotta go. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Hazel, call me after the library, okay?
Coming out now. I'll be right there. Oh, my God. You scared me. I didn't think anyone else was in here. Is that a knife? What's going on? Wait, no. Get away from me. This isn't... Stop. Help. Help, Sutter. Help. Help.
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think killed Hazel. Here are your suspects. Hazel's best friend, Amy.
If she wasn't trying to police everyone all the time, then maybe she would still be here today.
Popular girl, Kira.
It's just that if anyone was going to say something...
High school college counselor, Mr. Briggs.
Poor Lucas barely graduated, but your mother was desperate for him to get in. What'd she say? Somewhere that'd make your father proud?
Or her brother, Lucas.
Maybe it proved something to my dad. But he was never interested in me. Who could blame him? Hazel was the kind of kid every parent dreams of.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor. Now it's time to find out who killed Hazel. Hazel's killer was her so-called best friend, Amy, after she discovered that Hazel was planning to tell her father about the admissions scheme.
I hope you're right. I don't know what my parents are gonna do if I don't. It's like they've been waiting for this from the moment they met. I can't even think about what it'll be like at home if I let them down.
The only person who could have known that Hazel was going to tell her dad that day is someone who read her journal.
Hey, my journal for English class is missing. You guys didn't see it inside, did you?
No, didn't see anything.
Maybe it's in your locker.
And if you listen closely to her 911 call, Amy gave away that she was the journal thief by revealing a piece of information that only someone who had read it would know.
Dad's going to pick me up early from sixth period today, and I'm going to tell him everything.
Her dad was supposed to pick her up, and something must have happened. And she's bleeding, and she's not breathing, and she's dead.
This episode is inspired by the true story of two teenage girls who murdered their best friend, as well as the college admissions scandal that broke in early 2019. Amy was played by Hope Elena Garcia. Hazel by Sunhee Seo. Kira was played by Carson Fagerbakke. Byron Briggs was played by Nick Thurston. Sheriff Blackwell by Joe Sanfilippo. Lucas Blackwell by Zeno Robinson. Mrs. Blackwell was played by Robin Reed. Kira's dad was played by Michael Young. Kira's mom by Christine Dunford. And the 911 operator was played by Veronica Taylor. Written and directed by Niall Capello. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Corey Surge. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Edited by Zach Jurich for Salt Audio. Sound designed by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt Audio. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant was Daisy Laura. And the production coordinator was Liz LeMay. Next time on Solve. An ambitious PhD student gets a unique opportunity.
You know, Philip Wallace?
The billionaire?
Yeah, here he's built his own submarine. If I can talk him into bringing me on his team, I could get first-hand experience on a dive. And how would that look in my thesis?
But how did this underwater expedition turn into a murder below the sea?
I can't believe you're doing this again. I talked to her, Philip. She is a child.
Damn it, Anne, I don't have time for your shit.
Get off me! Help!
Tune in next week to find out.